Okay, let's get this meeting to order. This is the Newburyport Conservation Commission, September 4th, 2012, City Council Chambers. First item on the agenda are the minutes from August 21st. Any comments?
I'd like to fill in the DEP file number under number four. That's where there's a question mark. It's DEP file number 051-0883.
Do I need to, asking continuance for tonight's hearing, do I need to get something written?
No, I've put it on the agenda and I've sort of made note that you requested to continue it to the 18th. Do you want to?
Actually, could we, the first hearing in October?
In October?
First hearing in October would be great.
Okay, great. Then we can cancel our September 18th hearing.
There you go.
The only one on the agenda.
Yeah, excellent.
All right, so that's what we'll do. Thanks.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Next item are the Wetlands Protection Administration fee schedule. Review and discuss. Paul, you had some comments on the...
Yeah, just a couple. On page two, there's looks like base flood elevation is just once. Repeated once.
Where on page two on the definitions?
Yeah, it's base flood elevation, depth, and then bank, and then base flood elevation.
Oh, you're right.
Has this been posted, by the way?
It's a draft is on the website. It's not posted as final.
Have we approved it?
We did approve it, but I made the revisions that you all approved again, and...
So it needs a further approval?
It doesn't need a further approval. The reason why I didn't go up last week after I made the final revisions is because Diane Eppa was out of town until today. So I was going to have her put it up. And I also wanted to make sure that you all would approve attaching the fee schedule to the back of the regs like we did. And so after this meeting, if that all looks good to you, then we'll put the whole thing up and call it final.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And another one was appears in a couple of places. Under the definitions, there's a definition for CDM maps. And then on page three, there's a definition for FEMA flood map of 2007. And I'm just wondering if we should just delete those and for FEMA flood map reference a brand new one.
Do you want to say current FEMA flood maps?
Yeah, that's good. Because of the CDM.
Why don't we just get rid of the CDM map definition? That's irrelevant now. And we'll make the FEMA flood map refers to the current FEMA flood map or firm in effect. At present, the current map's in use for Newburyport are those, and I'll reference the latest revision. Okay.
No, the next one.
The next one.
Okay. Then do we have to remove the...
this one.
Entire vernal pool habitat is considered no disturbance zone. Oh.
Yeah, get rid of that whole.
The entire
total
vernal pool
zone.
Habitat. That's defined above this. Yeah, okay.
The only question I had on the fees table was we're having a fee of $50 for an amendment to an order of condition. Does that include minor modification?
Okay, are we in the, you're in the fees now?
Yeah.
Okay, which?
Order of conditions,
modification amendment.
Modification. A fee of $50 should be charged for the first requested modification as well as addition. So what's your question?
Do we want to have that also apply to a minor?
A minor change?
Yeah.
Minor amendment?
Or should it?
I don't see why not.
Well, when you modify, when you do a large, like a real amendment, it's more significant because they usually have to resubmit a new set of plans,
right,
and you have to issue a new order of conditions, the whole form.
Right. Yeah.
Whereas a minor amendment, like one of the ones we're doing tonight, is much less work.
Right.
So I wouldn't want to call it the same fee.
But if you're issuing a new, if you're doing a new order of conditions, why isn't that why you're charging for the new order of conditions as
well,
an order of conditions?
Because we've already been through the hearing process. I don't know.
But there's new stuff. You just said there's a new set of plans.
Sometimes there's a new set of plans, but if it's that significant, then we require a new notice of intent. I mean, generally, the amendment can be a change. If it's significant enough to change the potential impacts, then that's usually an amendment. If it's not significant enough to change any impacts or special conditions, then you can make it a minor amendment or a change.
Right, but my question is, do you want to charge the $50 for both?
Maybe only $25 for a minor change.
Yeah,
sometimes this guy came in and he just wanted to show that he did make a change to the pool, but one of his things was just that the trees were shown in the wrong locations, and he wanted to change that so that it would be correct. So I can't see charging $50 for that.
So a lot of the ones we get are just, the trivial changes or
clarifications,
and really all.
Or reduction in impact.
Involved is just that we put another piece of paper in the file.
Right. Yeah, so maybe $25.
I don't think it should be free. I think that it's paperwork that somebody has to do. We have to deal with it. So I don't see why.
Yeah, it goes on our agenda. So you guys all have to do it. I have to send out stuff in the mail about it. So yeah. $25, I think, is maybe appropriate. That would cover postage
and
a little bit of paperwork.
Yeah, it just seems like it should be a lesser fee.
Okay. So, why don't we make one, so we'll do a whole new category that would be called minor amendments.
Is the touchstone really whether there's a change in the wetlands impact? I mean, just properly labeling trees or something seemingly isn't it?
Well, could be, though, depending on what the project was.
Right, we need to know what what the landscape looks like, too. So when we go back for a certificate, where'd that tree come from? Why is it?
Yeah.
I guess what I'm getting at is how do we determine what's minor and what isn't minor, other than on an ad hoc basis?
It is kind of ad hoc. So this guy came in and he showed me the change that was being proposed, and it's removal of the pool and the patio and replacement with a deck, but a smaller deck, and in the same location. So that doesn't really change any special conditions or the review of the project or any of the outcomes of the project other than in a positive way. So therefore I thought that's just something he can change, that one little spot on the plan, make it the corrected plan, put it in the file, and that's a minor change.
Yeah.
You know, rather than something that, oh, well, if he was gonna be 5 feet closer to the wetland now or something like that, then I would say that needs to be reviewed as an amendment. If he was gonna increase impervious surface rather than decrease it, that would be a regular amendment.
But all of this has to go before the commission.
Yeah.
So if, for example, you charge $25 because you concluded it's minor at the initial stage, and then the commission says, oh gosh, this isn't so minor after all, and what, are we asking for another $25?
Well, he'd have to present it as...
In a different way?
Not even necessarily, but that's a good point, because then, right.
So
yeah, that's why I had a hard time distinguishing between the fees.
Seems like a lot seems like it would discourage somebody from making the minor change, and that they might just go do the minor change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Rather than getting it on the plan and sending it to us, they had to pay $50 for something that small. I don't know.
Well, it's going to cost a lot more than $25 or $50 to have somebody put it on the plan. It's a sketch that is homegrown.
Which we accept too. They can handwrite stuff in the short term. It's fine.
What could they maybe?
Well, right now we don't.
You could work it in like with something like that, a letter request.
Right, the letter permit is 25.
Yeah.
How about we make it in the discretion of the conservation administrator as to whether it's a $50 or a $25?
Mm-hmm.
Based on lessening or increasing the impact?
No, minor.
I don't know if I feel comfortable with that, because a lot of times I'm not there. You know, what if I'm not there and someone says, well, I'm submitting this and I need to submit it today because I want on the agenda, and Diane's the only one there, and they say, well, how much do I owe you? And she's not going to be able to determine. She's not going to want to have to determine that.
How is she going to determine it, whether it's minor or not minor, if you're not there?
They'll have to make that decision, the applicant.
Or we could put the fee on issuance of the amended order.
Yeah, you can do it at the end too. We can decide what it's going to be.
That's tricky to get them to.
Yeah.
You have to send them like a bill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not going to work. The check has to come in with the application in order for it to be complete.
Let's just leave it at 50 across the board and see how it works.
All right, we'll leave it at 50. Right now, modification amendment 50, so we'll just leave it like that.
And see if it works out okay or not, or
if people balk at it.
Push back or time it.
Okay.
You know, they also got to, it's our time too to keep going over these plans.
Yeah.
To figure out what you want, put on plans, and submit it.
Yeah, okay.
And then when they request a certificate of completion, then we'll be able to determine whether they change something without paying your $50.
Good point. Yeah. Okay. Well, so let's leave that then.
I had one question more than a comment on the $50 charge for the enforcement order.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've talked in the past when these enforcement orders have been issued about daily fines of some dollar. So maybe we ought to say that this is separate and apart from any fines that might be charged for failing to comply with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And again, the fee will be not just that we issue notice of possible violation, which, you know, they can call and say, hey, we're doing this.
And that raises an interesting collection issue, too. Like,
yeah.
You know, somebody
so, you know, to weed out those kind of.
So we issue an enforcement order, and we're expecting to get $50. But
yeah.
Well, then that's when the other charges kick in.
That's
when the $300 state charge.
Including failing to pay the administrative charge.
Failure to pay the administrative charge shall in itself be considered a violation.
When it comes time to lift the enforcement order, we don't lift it until it's paid.
Right.
If they haven't paid it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's correct. That's a simple way of doing it.
Have we ever charged a daily fine to anybody?
No. That's the biggest thing.
Considering charging something for it right now. Sure.
Oh.
I found it really crazy. Wait and see.
Or at least the birds like it. But they don't know any better. Well, one thing I did see, if we can go back to the regulations for a second, I want to clarify what we wanted out of there, because I thought we wanted to get rid of the first sentence of the vernal pool part, page 19. I saw you cross out the whole second part because of...
Oh, okay. Maybe I crossed out the wrong part. We want to keep the second part. And
yeah, I think it's just the first.
Okay, so get rid of the first part and keep.
Yeah, because that refers down to section 6.
Okay. The other thing is this letter permit question, because it was in these draft fees that there's a letter permit, $25 for this letter permit. But then we don't have anywhere in the regs or in the ordinance any reference to anyone issuing a letter permit and when that would happen and for what reasons. And I sort of get what that could be, which is if someone comes in and wants to trim a tree more than 50 feet from the wetland or something like that, and they want acknowledgement that they've checked with us and that that's okay, then we can issue a letter permit. That doesn't need to come before the commission, maybe, that kind of thing. But it's just never spelled out anywhere. I took it out because this was going up and I didn't, there was nothing about it that made any sense. So I just eliminated it, but I think we should put it back in somehow.
How about just saying reserved?
We could say reserved.
What do we say in the regs and ordinance?
We don't say anything.
Isn't there a placeholder in the ordinance?
Is the term mentioned?
The term was never mentioned anywhere except in the fee schedule.
Oh, okay.
So it was only in the fee schedule. And in the fee schedule, it sounded like this great thing and a great idea, but then there was no reference to it anywhere else. So do we want to even bother with it?
I don't think so. Not if it's not referenced somewhere in the...
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's leave it.
For a while, we were carrying the placeholder that was saying it's reserved or something like that, but then we decided to drop that.
I mean, if we had started issuing letter permits, we'd need a whole new sort of system for keeping records on them and tracking them, and you know, it's something to think about, but maybe that'll evolve. Like, maybe if things keep coming up, then we decide, oh, that should just be something like a letter permit, then we can...
We do refer to it in the definitions. Permits shall collectively refer to letter permits, determinations, orders, and release certifications.
So what do you envision a letter permit being?
I've kind of forgotten where, I think Mary Riley had some examples of situations when that was used in under other ordinances, but I don't remember what they were now.
Maybe determinations.
I can ask around about it. I can ask some other commissions if they issue letter permits and for what and under what circumstances.
All right, let me read this part too. It's further down. Minor activities in the outer 50 feet of the buffer zone. Minor activities that are proposed within the outer 50 feet of the buffer zone, 50 feet or more from the delineated edge of the wetland resource may be allowed through a letter permit at the discretion of the commission's agent. Minor activities are those that, in the judgment of the commission's agent or the commission, will not have an impact on the resource area.
Where are you reading from?
I'm reading from the regs. I'm trying to scroll up. It's on page 18, just above vernal pool habitat.
So that's in
section
on performance standards for wetland resource areas. So, well, we could copy that.
Is this the only reference to it?
It's that and the other one that I read about from permit.
Activities. So somewhere we could say letter permit may be issued for minor activities from the outer 50 feet of the buffer zone. Refer to section blah, 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 blah of the regulations.
Well, you'd be putting in something in the fee schedule. Yeah.
Putting something back in the fee schedule that refers to this section of the regs and putting something in the definitions, maybe.
On that page 18, it says may be allowed through a letter permit. The letter permit is in quotes. Maybe instead of using the term letter permits, maybe signed off by the discretion of the commission's agent or something. You know, it's kind of like what you do with, say, on Plum Island now, somebody's just doing something that's, just
right.
Putting in a window or something.
They come in and they ask me, and I just say, the building commissioner will send it up, and I'll look at it, and I'll say, that doesn't require our approval, and I'll sign it.
What if we had a definition? If we have permits, or if we had a definition of letter permit? And what it covers.
Yeah, but then, say if somebody's putting in, replacing a window, and there's a letter permit, then there's $25.
Right, there are some things that don't even require a letter permit.
Yeah. So the thing is, if we have a definition for a letter permit,
I almost wonder if a letter permit, if someone's doing something that requires us to review it and we charge them, then that should just be an RDA, right?
Yeah.
And if it's minor enough that it requires a letter permit, well, then it's minor enough that maybe I can just
tell them, go ahead and do it.
You don't need our approval. Because otherwise, then you have a letter and some sort of condition or some sort of like official record, but why if it's not?
Right. Yeah. That's what I would.
Let's just play this one by ear. Let's leave this.
Yeah.
So you want to leave the reference to letter permit in the buffer zone? Language in here or take it out?
I would just change the word.
Maybe allow. How about just maybe allowed?
Yeah.
Canceled through a letter permit at the discretion of the commission's agent.
Yeah, because if we use that particular term there.
And then that gives us the flexibility to determine later if we want to allow it through some type of permit or not. But
I had thought that things that might be appropriate for a letter permit would be renewal of a vegetation management plan, the utilities have to, at least every few years, they have to get their vegetation management, so they can do the same vegetation management plan before.
They apply all that stuff with the state anyway, so.
Yeah, and there's usually already orders of conditions, but then they're just getting extended.
Yeah.
Or, those are 5 years.
Okay, so we're going to get rid of the reference to letter permit and leave the rest of that.
Okay.
And also in the definition,
get rid of it in the definition.
Okay.
The permit. I'm sure it's not in the ordinance, right?
No, I'm not sure it's not in the ordinance.
Let's check, but I don't remember.
Since I have access to the website, I'll check right from the one online.
Thank you.
city website. So. Item on the agenda is Victor Cole and Heather Batchelder, Fireflow Mountain Turnpike, minor modification.
She's not here, so I think that we'll delay that. I never heard back from her when I tried to confirm whether or not she would be here for tonight, so I'm guessing that they just want to wait. Well, it's not. She was just going to come in and explain something that she wanted to do on this particular property. She doesn't really own the property yet. And I told her I thought it would be a good idea for her to present her question to you all and get some guidance. But since she's not here, I'm guessing that something has changed.
So we're on the Victor Cole and Heather Batchelder.
That seemed pretty straightforward.
Were they supposed to come in?
He asked if I wanted him to come in, and I said if he is available to come in, that he can if he's not concerned about it. And he said he wasn't sure he was going to be able to, and I told him I thought that it was straightforward enough that he didn't necessarily.
I just had a question on the revised sketch of plan. It shows the proposed deck, but it still shows what was going to be the pool patio, which is now not going to happen.
No, it doesn't. No, so the pool patio is going to be this area right here.
Uh-huh.
And now the deck.
Oh, okay.
It's just it's hugged closer to.
Oh, I was looking
at
the wrong place.
Yeah,
yeah,
this little area in here was just empty space.
The proposed addition stays.
Yeah.
In the two places. Okay.
Yeah, there's no change to the building structure at all.
Make a motion to accept this plan as a minor modification to the order of conditions.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right.
So you want to sign now or sign later?
Yeah.
Made that mistake too many times.
Street, notice of intent. They requested a continuance to whatever is the first meeting in October.
October.
So I'm going to get continued for a few more months.
They just came in and asked that it go to the first meeting.
So it's
October.
That would be
the second. October 2nd.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, next item on the agenda is Newburyport Business Park Association swale maintenance.
Hello.
Did you all receive the email with the updated supplement? Okay, good. Did anybody not receive the update from the applicant on this today?
Actually, whenever you send me an email with attachments, I get the attachments twice.
Oh, really? How funny. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Both attachments were in there twice.
You're up
to date. Did that happen to anybody else, too?
You're special.
Where would that go to keep it from spreading?
I don't
and so you get erosion every year, but plus, but the infrared elevations are going down low. So even if we could find them, they'd be no use to us right now, because I've got to believe there's at least 12 inches of, combination of sediment and, dead, decomposed, very much in cattails. That's a problem.
That's what the frack mine is doing. They need to be growing out.
Yeah. So it's a problem. Though it's something that we're looking at right now and dealing with at Seaport. But in any case, back to the specific notice of intent. Like I said, this is the revised. Are there any questions that you have on it? Okay, yeah. Do you think that Julie will maybe forward this on to DEP?
I did that today. And Rachel, I forwarded it to Rachel and CC'd our North Shore circuit rider, and they both forwarded it to Mike Abel because he's now handling this. Rachel did the initial comments. Rachel Freed did the initial comments on your application, but now it's been given to Mike Abel. So he is handling it. Mike Abel is handling it now, so I sent a note to Mike saying thanks and to just let us know if they had any questions or concerns.
Wasn't there another gentleman's meeting that was on the initial response that we got back that said insufficient information? That's before I even did any of this.
Yeah, actually, I spoke with him, and that was Rachel. Those were Rachel's comments.
Oh, okay.
The initial comments on the application.
But they put someone else's name on it.
I don't know. It's been passed around, it seems like.
Mike Gable's got it now.
Mike Gable, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, do you think you feel comfortable with the recommendation for an audit?
Yeah, I have a question procedurally where this stands. Wait for DEP to weigh in again?
No, in fact, it's funny that you asked that because I got another email today from the circuit rider, Pam Merrill, who's responsible for communicating with all the North Shore Conservation Commissions, and she sent out an email to all the commissions today saying that commissions should not be waiting for DEP comments in order to make decisions, that we have time frames and windows in which to do our permitting, and that they make their comments when they can on the time frame that when they're given the information, but in no circumstances should we be looking to them and their comments prior to making our decision. It's great if they have that information out there already and we can look at it and take it into consideration. We shouldn't be delaying here.
The only reason I ask is because this is something where they've already focused on. Just
It's
not. This won't be the first time they've seen it.
Right.
I'm perfectly okay to charge ahead.
Right. I mean, I guess the risk is that if you all decide to vote tonight and permit tonight, which it seems like you've got all the information that you asked for, if DEP is unhappy with it, if Mike Abel has some additional concerns, well then they will appeal it.
Yeah, it's out of our hands.
That's out of your hands. So
in the form of a superseding order.
In a form of a superseding order. And then that they would specify further what it is that they would like to see. But at this point,
if they
were to appeal it. And that's kind of like worst case scenario.
The one concern I'd have with that is if they did appeal it, yes, it'd be out of our hands, but if it gets into their hands, they might have a higher likelihood of requiring an entire industrial park study.
I don't know what they would require.
It depends on who gets it and
what their policies are. But at the same time, they are. I did have a lengthy conversation with Rachel about it. She understands the intent,
she
seems like she supports the goals of the project.
Yeah.
It just needed to be described with a little bit more detail in certain areas, and the focus needed to be narrowed a little bit. And in this email that when I sent her your file today, she said, I'm forwarding this to Mike, and then she said, Mike, I've discussed this with Julia, in other words, they're communicating about it. So I would hope that she would you know, fill him in on the conversations that have already been had. I wouldn't want to wait around to hear what Mike might say, because it may be that he doesn't say anything and just wants to wait for us to make our decision, if we all make your decision. So it's kind of like, unless there's additional information that you feel is missing at this point, I would maybe focus on what kind of special conditions that you would want to make sure are in there. You know, the DEP would appeal it potentially if they thought that the special conditions were not adequate enough.
That's what I'm thinking. They want to see what your ratified conditions look like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, some good bit of that's already in the work plan.
Right.
Because we had this discussion.
Yeah.
Revised your work plan.
Right.
It's still nice for you to put something in writing that says your work is limited to specifically your supplement, you know, a few other little conditions.
Oh, we'll do that.
That's why we did this findings section, to make it very clear to the applicant, but also to DEP, what it is that we're permitting and why, so that people won't be confused about, goals.
Do we have, since the work plan refers to red dots that show on a graphic plan, do we have as a record plan, a larger version of this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, and DEP also does, because I believe
that
when you submitted this originally, you gave the big plan to DEP as well, right? They have this,
I asked him to kill a turbine to put those numbers on there. And there were a couple of
is it seven numbers?
I have to go to the only one. I then have to send that down to Staples, which I'm going to do, by the way. I am going to send that drawing forward to Staples and have a couple of lacking ones.
Okay.
Because what we also did too, remember we discussed it at the last meeting, that there were a few culverts, one down on Lower Treble Road or the Treble Road extension, and one over on Old Pasture.
Mm-hmm.
That I have the sketches here with me. I haven't put those on the drawing too.
Okay.
Now, I haven't physically located those yet.
Right.
But we know they're out there. We know they're there.
Yeah.
So I put those on the thing too.
Okay.
So now, I guess my point is there aren't any other sketches. It's basically the new plan I just sent you and the supplemental.
And DEP has a copy of all of it.
What did you say?
They have all the latest, because I sent them your latest today, so now they've got everything. Yeah.
I think the only place DEP might have an issue, because I can't read their lines or have anything, might be with the disposal.
Soil, maybe cut the soil. I don't know. Or kill it.
Yeah, there are some places where they can take that stuff.
That's a good point. We can put a condition in that party responsible for disposal of the material excavated, if it includes Phragmites, shall be approved or disposed of an approved site to be submitted to the conservation.
If you're not getting into special disposal, I think that this is not hazardous material.
No, it's not, but you can't just dump the Phragmites debris in like a landfill or a compost site the way you would just other sediment and soil, because we don't want to be spreading.
It doesn't die.
The seeds are there. We don't want to be spreading more Phragmites around. We don't want anyone to be taking that and using it for fill somewhere else.
Does it require some level of moisture and damp on the swampy-like conditions?
Eventually it would die, but it takes a long time.
Well, and you don't want that to start to decompose, and then people, like you're saying, like try and use it for fill somewhere.
Like that swale that we looked at when we were out there on our...
Yeah, there are no fragments.
There's no fragments there. You can dispose of that, I think. Just
condition, and
it's really imposed on the city, right? Because the way you structure
it, would be Tony, and yeah,
it's going to be turned over to the city.
I mean, I'm going to do the digging and excavation. I'm going to do sort of the engineering and the excavation of the inlets and outlets and all that. But who's supposed to be supplying trucks and the disposal?
There are some pretty specific. They might talk about decontamination methods between sites, stuff like that. I know they're really big into that with vegetation management and utility business. They're even going into wandering of swamp mats and stuff. So the decontamination thing is becoming a really big thing. I'm not exactly sure though how invasives get disposed of. You said roasting them?
Well, it depends on which invasive it is. I mean, like, they just got rid of a bunch of Japanese knotweed by sending it to the Franklin Park Zoo and feeding it to the giraffes.
That's cool.
So, but Phragmites is a different.
When the Parker River people were doing their pepperweed deal, they said, well, we asked, well, what do you do with it? They said, oh, we just dump it in the driveway until it dies, and then we throw it away.
Yep.
And that's all they did.
Mm-hmm. No, well, actually, that's what the wildlife people said. They said, take it, spread it out, like on a roadway or a driveway, or let it completely dry out.
Or
put it in a black trash bag and let it sit for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just dispose of it.
We could say something like, it shall be disposed of in accordance with the latest approved methods for disposal of Phragmites waste, something like that.
I can't remember on the original notice all of the abutter notifications were sent, and no response back from any of them. Now, this is at a little nagging concern that I have about downstream, but they've been notified.
Business Park Association Soil
well,
Maintenance.
Wants to stay, or is it okay for us to leave?
You can stay.
Yeah.
No, you
either
can.
Way. Whatever you prefer.
Would you like me to read the draft conditions, special conditions? These would be in addition to our standard conditions, and in addition to the DEP standard conditions. But I have one, access to the stormwater swale and culvert work areas shall take place from the adjacent roadways and or paved driveways. There should be no machinery or heavy equipment used or stored within any resource area or vegetated buffer zone. Two, vegetation and debris to be removed from the specified swales and culverts shall be disposed of properly at a landfill approved for such waste. Three, excavation of material within the specified swales shall only remove accumulated debris and sediment and shall not disturb native soils or exceed the depth of the originally constructed swales. Four, all exposed soil finished grade surfaces shall be immediately seeded and stabilized with a wetland seed mix and a layer of mulch hay if necessary to prevent sedimentation of storm water drainage systems. Five, during construction and until vegetation has been reestablished within the specified stormwater swales, the adjacent downstream culverts and or drain pipes shall be protected from sediment transport by installation of silt socks or other siltation barriers approved by the conservation agent. Such siltation control measures shall be regularly inspected and maintained in working condition until vegetation has established in the swales. 6. Prior to initiation of construction, the applicant shall submit a long-term maintenance plan for the specified swales and culverts to ensure that they remain clean and functional into perpetuity. Adherence to this maintenance plan shall be included as a perpetual condition in the order of conditions. The maintenance plan shall include at least twice yearly inspections and cleaning of the swales. 7. Regrading of any swales in addition to those specified under phase 1 of the proposed project shall require a request for an amendment to the notice of intent.
Anything else? Motion?
Is there a disposal clause in there?
Yeah, yeah, there was a putting in a proper landfill.
Motion to issue no work conditions for the Bridgeport Business Park Association, DEP number 051-082. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Can we send it out to you?
So you can either pick it up or I can send it out to you certified mail, whatever you
prefer. Okay. Then make sure you can get
out. Absolutely, yeah.
You know, it's a joint application.
Yeah. So I'll send a copy to both of you, or I'll
Okay.
I'll have it in the office. Yeah.
I'm just curious because to the ongoing maintenance, some of this is on private, you know, individual, or are they aware that they're not going to have to maintain these soils? I mean, you really want
to. Well, like, you know, they want it anyway. This is.
Yeah, yeah, but just, you know,
did you say about the frequency of maintenance?
At least twice yearly inspections.
Clean
if necessary. So at least twice yearly inspections, and when necessary, they should be cleaned.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So. There's this.
Did we finish our discussion on the fees? Anyway?
I think we did.
So what's happening with the Shandell Drive?
So Shandell Drive, remember we issued an enforcement order because they took down a couple of those trees, and then they came in with this amazing wetland restoration plan for that wetland, which was it's huge, but was full, chock full of invasives. And so they hired this DeRosa, Mike DeRosa, who's a very good woodland scientist, with great reputation, put together a really nice plan. And they started working, everything was great. They got all of the invasives out, disposed of it all properly, sent stuff to the zoo for the giraffes. I mean, they were like all over it. And worked with the DPW to get the culvert, you know, flush the culvert and all that. And then when they got around to planting it, they just didn't put the right plants in. The plants out there do not match the approved plant, like at all. So I've been trying to get in touch with, I've been in touch with the property owner, asking for a meeting with the landscaper, the contractor, whoever, and Mike DeRosa, to have them explain why they put in the plants they put in instead of the ones that they said they were going to put in. And
guess what we have authority to do now? Find them.
Well, my sense is that DeRosa has not been involved. DeRosa's sign came down from the site.
Uh-oh.
I have a funny feeling that they let him go and that the contractor put in some other plants on. Whether they couldn't get the right ones, it was too difficult to get. I'm not going to speculate. I don't know why it went in. What went in? They're not all bad. They're not all like. It's not necessarily bad.
Yeah.
It's just not what was approved.
Right.
And so, you know, the property owner has said to me, "Oh, the plantings aren't done yet. There's some blueberries that need to go in. The trees haven't gone in yet." But
what's there is different.
I just want to know why they didn't do it right. So I'm waiting for that meeting. I have been asking for the meeting for about a week and a half now, hoping that it'll happen, not this week, early next week. It's just going to fall on them if they have to pull some of these things out and put new things in. They have to have a very good explanation that's approved by Mike DeRosa as to why certain plants went in instead of the ones that were specified originally. And that, if, in that case, fine. But if not, then... I'll let you know what happens once I get this meeting. I'll have more information. That's why I didn't put it on the agenda, because I just don't have any information really right now.
Yeah, they put a lot of money into this.
They did.
So yeah.
I can't imagine that they would. It's not like it's not a visible site. I mean, I can't imagine that they would do something that they would think.
Yeah, nobody
would notice. Nobody would notice, right?
So, you know, a lot of people have noticed that site.
Yeah. And it needs to grow back, and the Phragmites is coming in again on the edges, so they need to get out there and be hand pulling those. You can see it creeping through the hay. I mean, otherwise they've done a really good job in terms of stabilizing the site and getting the grades right, and all that was done really well and professionally, and removal of the invasives was done very professionally. It's just this last stage that... we don't have very many significant wetland restoration projects like this. And so this one is really visible and needs to be really good.
It needs to be as good as what they told us.
Exactly.
Yeah, and approved and completed.
Yeah, because people are going to be looking at it.
They're not going to get a certificate.
No, they're going to end up having to pull that stuff out and pay for the different plants. So.
Any update on the Plum Island Jetty?
No. I was just mentioning right when the meeting started that I haven't heard anything about that in terms of even the bid process. So last I knew, it was a couple weeks ago, they still hadn't gone out to bid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they were already supposed to have a contractor like on the ground starting tomorrow. So, and from their original plan. But if they do decide to go by barge, then their time frame, you know, becomes a little bit more flexible because they don't have to worry about the closer season. So maybe that's the way they'll end up going, which is fine.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it.
Just may cost them more, which means they can only, they have to do less of the actual project. But
any word on bankruptcy?
Well, we had a meeting last week, just a brief meeting about that project, which in terms of our issues, the wetland restoration was done, that piece is done. The vernal pool work is not complete yet. They removed the Phragmites in the summer. It's coming back, I know. It's like all brand new Phragmites now. But they're sort of the second step is to apply the herbicide, and that's going to take place this fall. To apply the herbicide. So this, according to Mary Rimmer, this is all part of the approved plan. It's just a stepwise process. So to me, it looked like they had just walked away. And I was suspicious because of the whole bankruptcy thing and their project manager wasn't on site anymore. So, but in actuality, gotta give them the benefit of the doubt, it was for a little while longer that they're still following the approved plan on that.
So where is the money coming from? Set aside fund?
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of money set aside.
So they just
They still haven't fixed that erosion problem.
And that's all being addressed as well. They have. actually been on it. I spoke with, what's his name, Mike DiPietro? Anyway, DEP, their wetlands guy who's on this project, was telling me that they had just had a meeting with New Ventures on August 14th where they went through all of this. And they're really on top of it. It sounded like, from my discussion with this guy, that New Ventures was in the process of putting together a plan for creating another sort of a berm up at the top to change the direction of the water flow off the top of the landfill. Because, I don't know, it was getting complicated, but they haven't yet received that plan from New Ventures, but they were expecting it within the next couple weeks.
Because they eliminated the road that went all the way around.
Yeah.
And DEP's request.
Well, they had to reshape that whole side. So
now you can't tell.
I know what's back there.
The face is out back there unless you
drive around the top or walk around, right? Yeah.
There's a ton of holes in that.
Yeah.
I did have that one other thing. Did I forward everybody that letter from Phil Brown, email from Phil Brown regarding Kestrel boxes? Did I forget to do that?
Regarding which?
The Essex County Ornithological Club wants to place Kestrel nest boxes on the Cooper North pasture, at least one there, and possibly one at the Coffins Island. And, you know, I think it's a great idea. I'm not going to make a decision on my own about that. There was a concern possibly that the kestrels might go after the bobolinks that are nesting out there, but according to the bird club, they don't feed on bobolinks, so they're mostly insects and such. So they've been doing it around other areas, so I thought it'd be a good idea. Nice open fields for them. So maybe we should. And I'll, the letter he sent, I'll go walking around with them and see where they want to place them. And, you know, maybe they'll be far enough apart we can place two, one on the back field and one on the front field. And at Coffins Island, I don't know where we'd go there, but might work. So, we need a motion to approve placing appropriate boxes there. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. That's good. Anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Do that. Came in for a second and then